Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 16th. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
And if you have a business, today's your last day to file your taxes or you're going to be paying penalties.
Yikes.
Yeah. So I had to make sure I stayed up very late because there's nothing like leaving it to the last minute,
right.
You know?
Your favorite.
Yeah. not at all, actually, but I seem to perform better under pressure. So go figure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. I stayed up late, like I told you. And so we'll catch up on the sleep later. No big deal. We have another special guest in the studio. You know all our guests are special.
Yes.
We already established that.
Yes, the most special of them all.
Yeah, and your friend actually confronted you about it.
Uh-huh.
And that was good. You know, she wanted to feel special too. And
oh, yeah.
You sort of like rained on her parade.
You know.
But you guys are good friends. You understand the humor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't think she takes it personally.
Did you do any two drunk girls yesterday?
No.
No.
One of us was a very hungover girl.
Oh, really?
Not me.
Not you?
Nope.
Well, let me figure out who it is. Let me do some math.
We had a very busy weekend, so that is what I think.
Busy socially?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she got a little, you know, I don't know. She took it seriously with the drinking this weekend.
Yeah. So she got totally plastered? Is that what happened?
I think it was just like an ongoing social weekend where there wasn't a lot of downtime and not a lot of sleep. So it caught up with her. And yeah.
Wow. Life is difficult for you.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Too much fun.
My heart goes out to you. I'm telling you.
Yeah. These are our problems that we face.
I know. Well, at least you can't complain. Your life is boring.
Not
you
at
know?
All. We have the most fun time ever.
Yeah.
It's like a really good life.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because you get to live it the way you want. You
right.
know? You don't have to report to anybody.
No.
You don't have to explain or apologize.
Mm-mm.
There you go, you know. So then get it at least out of your system. You
yeah,
know?
And we have a lot of friends and like everyone's just fun and good time. So.
Yeah. No, enjoy it because later on it's going to be you and the kids and other moms, you know. That's pretty much going to be your life. So
I
and
can't
diapers and stuff.
Imagine what that looks like.
Yeah. Well, you better be ready because you are under pressure to find to start a family. So,
well,
that's
and
part of the consideration.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to face it, right? Well, let me tell you, you're never ready to have a baby. You just have to have it. You
well,
know?
There are women though that like feel ready,
uh-huh.
or like we're born to be moms. I'm not that person.
No, huh?
I'm gonna be a good mom.
So you're gonna have to work on it a little bit.
I'm not. I don't generally want to be.
Well, you better re-examine that then.
I mean,
you don't want the kids to be like a burden on you, you know? You really have to figure this out.
They all like them when they're there, I guess.
Yeah. When it's yours, it's going to be different, you know? And you'll have to be mentally ready for your life to change forever.
Yeah.
Dramatically. But once you're prepared for that, then, you know, but it's a different kind of life, you know, forget about going out all the time.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I thought about that the other day. Friday night, I went to see Cinderella with one of my best friends.
Oh, wow.
And it was phenomenal. There are a lot of things. I took a lot of messages from the movie, which I will tell you when we talk to our very special guest, because it all pertains to relationships and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And also your self-worth and that stuff. But I was with my girlfriend at the Grove, and I looked at her and I was like, what are we going to do one day when we have kids? Like, who watches the thing? Like, we can't just go to the movies.
Yeah.
What we did that night was, and she and I are both very oriented to, like, schedules and structure, and so we make plans. So we went to yoga, then we picked up groceries, we made dinner, we drank a bottle of wine, and then we Ubered to the Grove.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we just do our lives based on, like, working out wine and what we feel like doing.
Right.
And she has a boyfriend, but she's like, bye for now. Stay home tonight with the dog. I'm going to go out with Jen. So we just leave him and we go to the Grove. And so we watch Cinderella and it was really great. And we see like these kids running around the Grove. We're like, what do you do with them when you don't want them? Like, how do you just go?
You can't send them back. I'm sorry.
No. You need to plan for it. There's got to be a babysitter. Like, you know, you work out when they're sleeping or whenever you can, or when you've got help, or you don't work out at all. Like, I'm just like, I don't know how to.
All I can tell you is better prepare for it mentally before you have it.
Well, I'm sure I'm very organized. So I feel like I'll be able to, once I like have it, I'll figure out the schedule.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Right now I'm just sort of like fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah. You're not there yet.
No.
Okay, good, good. So enjoy your life. Get it out of your system, like I said, because you're going to miss those days, you know.
Yeah.
The other day I was reviewing my life and I thought, what decade was the best for me? For me, definitely the 20s were the best decade. So, but for you, it's hard to really summarize yet. You only had three of them.
Right. I'm like just starting my third decade. So right now it's the best. It's just really fun. So.
No, you're starting your fourth decade now.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so, I mean, you've got some summarizing to do, some review, but not quite as much as
Well, I'm 30, so I would say my 30s are my best right now.
Exactly,
it's been
right?
3 months, and they've been good months.
Yeah. You see, it's different for everyone, because I think because of destiny and whatever you have to learn in your life, if you believe in that and fate, that everybody gets their package, you know, everybody gets their things that they have to deal with. And, yeah, for some people, it's age, you know? So.
Well, I feel like I made choices in my life, and I, like, in the past year, that have set me in motion to be happier in my life. Not that I was unhappy, but I was unhappy in certain areas.
Right.
And now I'm just a lot happier.
So you have a game plan, or what?
Yeah, well, my plan was to make changes, and those changes have been good changes. So I feel like the positivity is just spreading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Yeah. Rejoice, everybody. You know, it's spreading. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, everybody's got like a different time when their life is good. You know, I just had like a lot of difficulties in my 30s. 40s were okay, but, you know, you're getting older. So, and you know how I feel about that.
But I feel like you're giving up. You're like, I'm 50. No, I'm
not,
in my 50s.
I'm really
like
not giving up. But, you know, I mean, I really.
Your 50s could be your best.
That's true.
You make them your best.
Well, it depends who you are and what you are, you know.
Well, you could make them your best.
I suppose I could, right? It's up to me, right? Yeah. I know. I'm almost 55. I haven't made the decision yet. So we'll see. Maybe when I'm 60,
I'll start living my 50s.
Yeah.
That you could literally have the best 5 years ever.
Yeah,
if
well,
you choose to.
It's easy to say from where you're sitting at 30.
Yes. You know? I mean, I still think it's a choice. So.
No, it is a choice. But you'll see. You know, you start looking in the mirror and things change for you. You know. And, you know, I mean, I call them as I see them. You know, that's what I'm seeing. But what can I say, you know? At any rate, just a couple things. But wait a minute. So you went with a friend, not Lauren, though, right? Because Lauren doesn't have a boyfriend, or does she now?
No.
Okay, so that was a different friend.
I have several best friends.
You have a lot of good friends.
Like,
great.
A really good group of girlfriends.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you, so you took Uber to the Grove. Now, is that because of the parking problems?
No, we were drinking wine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go there just for the parking. I mean, you can't find parking in that place.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
It and really is.
A $4 Uber is worth it.
It really is, huh? $4?
Well,
it's probably
close.
Not far from your house, yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We even brought crowns because we were like, well, we're princesses for the night. We're seeing Cinderella. So we ordered crowns from Amazon.
Really?
And in the theater, we put them on.
Oh, wow.
Wore them the entire movie, took them off before
really?
We left
People
the theater.
People didn't get irritated with you?
With our crowns? No.
Well,
they were
because...
They were in Cinderella.
No, I know. But could people see through them? The people behind
they weren't,
you?
They were like... The Pope crowned, like it was like, I'll show you a picture. We posted
okay,
it.
Okay, like a princess crown.
Exactly.
Yeah, not like the Burger King crowns.
No.
Okay.
Here. Cute, right? Look, can you see from there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cute. Okay.
If you want to see it, it's on Twitter. Follow me at Jennifer Golden. You can see my little crown.
Okay, cool. And I actually, I don't know if you noticed, but I discovered Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
I started.
You did.
Some pictures.
I went and tried to like all of them, but then I got tired.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
I'm glad that you've joined Instagram.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, until now I figured, you know, look, we post all the pictures on Facebook anyway,
right.
You know, but a lot of people don't go on Facebook as much as on Instagram anymore.
No, Instagram's like a great place for photos, and people just love it. It's
right.
easy. Like how I said to
not
you.
Not a lot of reading. That's
no,
why people
exactly.
like
it. It's just photos or videos. Yeah. But you can link it so that it goes from Instagram to Twitter and Facebook. So it's right. like one-stop shop.
I know. The only problem with these things is that they only let you link one account, you know? And I've got several pages on Facebook and everything. So, you know, you try to link it to Twitter and only one page will do it.
Right.
You know? So you still have to do it, you know? But and also I decided to work LinkedIn quite a bit.
Oh.
So I got over that into that over the weekend. Yeah, because I feel I need to expand the social network, although I don't have the patience for it that much. But somebody has to do it, you know.
Right.
And it's important to be visible everywhere.
Sam, where are interns?
Interns?
Why don't we have an intern?
That's a good idea. Because you know what? I'm a terrible boss because I don't know how to delegate. I'm a great boss.
Give me the intern. I will do it.
I'm a great boss because I'm empathetic and I really think about people and give them the freedom to think and to speak. But at the same time, I'm a terrible boss because it's hard for me to delegate. I'm always like, nobody can do it as well as I can.
Not me. I love delegating. I'm a delegating queen. If you want me to get us an intern and teach them, I will.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I believe in interns.
But how will they, what are they going to do? I mean,
all the social media?
Yeah, but what's there to do? I mean, write a couple things. To me, it's like I write these things when they pop in my mind, you know. If you let somebody else do it, it's going to be there.
Well, you tell them the voice of the network or each show. They can meet with everybody that has a channel. They could then post on behalf of all of them. And they know the schedule. It's not like that. It's a surprise when shows are or who the guests
are.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. See? Things that make you go, hmm. But I will definitely consider that. You know, that's a good idea.
And then people they can manage all the social media.
Radio.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, sounds good.
They get college credit. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. All right, well, enough garbage for one morning. We're going to get to our guest right now. You're going to get closer to the mic. And we have Elena Burnett in the studio joining us. Welcome to the show, Elena.
Hi, welcome. Thank you, Sam and Jen. I'm very, very happy to be here with both of you. I was listening.
Yeah, thank
very,
you.
Very interesting.
I know, you couldn't wait to jump in, so I figured we better rush and get to you. Yeah.
I was excited.
Wonderful.
We're excited to have you, especially me.
Yeah, there you go. Because you're a relationship specialist and also a spiritual counselor.
Yeah.
What's a spiritual counselor? Tell us.
I study metaphysics. I'm a psychic, born psychic. I have revelations all the time.
Really?
I just had one last night.
Uh-huh.
Amazing about my next book. I asked the universe, please tell me what title to, because I had to be a little more controversial with my work is very controversial, but the
really?
Title has to be a little more provocative.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up and I had all the information. I'm so happy.
Really? Wow.
Because I didn't make it up. It just came. I sit while we're waiting.
It came to you.
Yes. And it came and it's fantastic. I'm not going to reveal now, but it just happened. It happened the other day again.
Yeah.
Another thing that I asked. So that's where spirituality comes. I study metaphysics. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics, and all this together made up who I am today. You know?
So there's a degree in metaphysics in the college?
Yeah, bachelor's degrees in
really?
Metaphysics.
Really? Wow.
I was going to do a master's, but the English gets in the way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well,
challenge.
You know. Yeah. Where did you join us from? Where did you come from?
Oh, where am I coming from?
Yes.
I was born and raised in Paris, France. I grew up in Paris.
Oh, wow.
At the age of 10, they took me about nine or 10, they took me to Madrid, Spain. And I grew up between Paris, Madrid, and I have family in Spain, France, and Portugal. I have a one-quarter Portuguese.
Yeah.
So that's my background.
Very cool. You see, Jen, I mean, some people are like, they live that eat, pray, love type of a thing. You know, they go from one place to the other.
I love that.
In Europe. And so, I mean, were you grateful that you got to move back and forth? Or would you have preferred to be just in one place?
That's a great question, Sam. It was a little hard for me, especially to find out who I was, my identity. It was really hard because in France, born and raised there, people say, oh, you're a Spaniard. Because in Europe, is not where you are born, is where your parents come from.
Oh, really?
That's okay. That's what they're looking for.
Like your heritage.
Yes. So when I moved to Spain, everybody said you're French. So I have this really? Problem with my identity. Who am I? Yeah. Where am I from? Then it took me 4 years to speak Spanish, and now I have a Spanish accent.
Right.
And then I came to America, and I didn't speak English. So
right. Very cool. You see, so you moved around quite a bit. You've seen the world. Yeah. Have you traveled anywhere outside of Europe?
Oh, yeah. When I was 17, I was in Germany already.
Oh,
from
really?
Germany, then all these countries that I was living. Then I was living in Brazil. I was living in Venezuela, Bahamas. And then
now, why did you move so many times? I mean, what was it like, work, family? What made you move so many times?
Well, first of all, I did want to see the world. I was born like that. I won the challenge. When I look back, and I will not recommend for people to do what I did, because I take a lot of risk, and I did it by myself.
Yeah.
And now I'm in my 40s, and I'm like, would I do that again? No, thank you.
Wow.
No. But at that time, you don't think, right? You're younger, and you're like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, but it's part of your life now, and you probably don't regret it, right?
It's huge, because I live like in 10 countries or 10 states.
Right.
Living, then traveling. No, I don't have regrets.
Yeah.
I live intensively. I have done a lot of things. But one of the reasons why I left Europe in 96, I think, is because my boyfriend died with cancer. I put it back. It's in my book. I talk about that in my book. I explain in my book a lot of things about all the fairy tales women have. We're talking a little bit. And I suppose myself, I'm not doing it right either. And one of the reasons why I left Spain, in this case, where I was living, is because my Norwegian boyfriend died. So I never went back until today. Well, I went back 2 years, and I went to Barcelona, but not Madrid, where I left.
Right. Him. So you left because he died, and you wanted to start a new life or something? Or?
Well, I put him back to Norway, where he was from, Oslo, right. And then I could not walk on the streets of Madrid thinking
right.
that...
It just reminded you of him all the time.
It's very hard.
Wow, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was 23. He was 39.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference, huh?
Yes, and the responsibility that, you know, that person depends on you, and that person did not tell me what's going on, that he has terminal cancer, because
really?
he's a man.
Yeah.
And he's proud, and I was younger than him. He's not gonna be doing that to a girl, you know.
Right.
He knows better. So now I understand why he did what he did, but at that moment I didn't even want to know, because I wasn't ready for the pain. But, well, it is what it is. He left, and, I mean, and that was it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously you had a great relationship, because it affected you so much. Didn't you feel it strange dating a 39-year-old when you were 21? I mean, I imagine you were younger when you met, right?
Yeah, no, I don't feel it strange, because at that moment you don't know yourself so much. You think you know a lot about
really?
Life. You think you have it all figured.
Yeah, that's true. At 21.
Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember?
I do.
Right?
Well, I have kids to remind me too.
And you think, oh my gosh, I'm very mature. I can be with a man that is almost 40.
Uh-huh.
But at that moment you can do anything. But
yeah.
We change. 20s, we change, you know. 30, we change. 40, you're not the same person anymore.
No, huh?
You don't even think the same way. You don't feel the same.
That's
so,
true.
If
you
I
don't look
back,
the same.
You don't look the same. I look in the mirror, I'm like, who is this woman?
Yeah, right.
What happened to you,
Elena? Yeah. But I mean, you're beautiful in your 40s, you're amazing. I gotta tell you, I meet a lot of people, but you're in great shape, and that's
45
good.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Have you taken, you see, that's the thing. When a woman is confident about saying her age, you know she's confident about herself. It's like there's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I think
being 45.
No, and one of the things that I think Europeans are very straightforward with that. That's the first thing we say. I'm 45. I'm 34. I'm 50.
Right.
We're
not
proud.
A problem, right?
Here, people want to hide, which is good or bad. I don't judge.
Right.
But who cares?
And besides,
right?
how many years can you hide? Maybe a couple of years
thank
off
you.
Or something, right?
I agree.
I have a friend that she still says she's 30, but we know she's not.
Yeah.
She is not 30 years old.
I love it.
Yeah. So weird. We're all like, how do you even keep your lives straight? And why?
Wow.
Why do you care?
Yeah, yeah. People are very, you know, and I think also when people grow up, they're kids and they get accustomed to lying. And I think then they grow older and they continue to lie, you know, because it becomes sort of a natural thing for them.
Yeah, so right.
And, you know, it also shows, I think, a lack of confidence, you know, when you're
definitely
when you're afraid to say the truth about yourself.
Yeah. I have no problem. I'm 30.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, great. We'll see when you're in your 40s. Will you have a problem then?
No.
Okay, good. So that's the important thing.
Right. I think when you live intensively, when you have done what you need to do at your 30s, when you get to 40s, you're not, you feel comfortable saying, you know, all the temptation there, I deal with all the temptation already.
Right.
I had a lot of great lovers, an amazing life. And at this point, I'm like, I have nothing to prove anymore.
That's cool.
Come and take me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So are you single now?
No, no, no. I have a partner. I wrote my book with David Freiberger, which is my partner. He's a big sensei in martial art. Mm-hmm. And that's where the spirituality comes, because he studied, he's a Zen too, studied Tao. And one of the problems I was having when I was writing my book is I have a lot of structure, a lot of ideas, very organized, where I want it, how I want it. But I did have problems with the language, because this is my fourth language.
Yeah.
So he took my work and did magic. Mm. So if you read my work, you will see his work.
I see. So you decided, I mean, this guy, I'm going to be involved with him because he's very productive, right? Or did you know him before that?
No, I've been with my boyfriend for 16 years.
16 years? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I did it all. I left him many times. He did it too. I had affairs. It's what it is. Wow. When you are young and good looking, both, it's going to happen.
But hey, you stayed together and made it work. Or you're still together, right?
Yeah, we are in May 16 years. Mm-hmm. May, it's been hard. It's a challenge. I don't lie. It's work, and it gets tough as it goes. And it's like a mirror, because it shows all you fears, worries, and a lot of things.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's my best friend, a great lover. Mm. And I look at him and I'm still in love with him.
Wow.
That's what counts.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. And is he older than you, younger than you?
Same age.
Mm-hmm. Wow, cool.
One month older.
You sort of like equalized your, as you grew older, you realized.
Yes. We're going through the same. We're going through a middle life crisis together.
Yeah, so you can share it with you.
And
with
it's hard because we're getting irritated, impatient. You know what it is, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happened at 40s.
Yeah.
And you look in the mirror, you're like, ooh. And you're like, do you think I look older? And he's like, don't look in the mirror. that's not an answer.
Yeah, that's not a good answer, right?
No, well, I don't take it personal, because I know him. If I didn't know him for 16 years, you will take it in the wrong way, but you know that's not what he meant.
Right.
He's trying to be nice and say, if you're going to look in the mirror, you're not going to like it. So let's face it. I mean, you're still the same woman. I see you with different eyes. I see you with my eyes, which is the same.
Right.
And but this is the thing. It's like, you know, you have to be realistic. That's the hard part, to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, but I do have a great relationship, you know, with bad, good and bad. But at the end of the day, of course, when we have fights, he's so strong, and I have a very strong personality. Sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, so the fights are terrible. I know. I've been in relationships like that. When you get two strong personalities, you get, you know, you get problems. You know, I mean, because everybody's trying to pull in a different direction and stuff. But yeah, you managed to make it work. Now, let me ask you this. So you mentioned affairs and cheating during the time. Both of you did, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, more than I'm not a woman to be with two men.
Right.
It's more that he wanted to give me the attention that I need as a woman, as a young woman, because we need attention.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, you know, right?
That's usually the case. That's why women cheat, right?
Yeah. And then, well, I will not sleep with two guys or go out with two guys. I will stop seeing him for 2 or 3 weeks and meet another guy.
Right.
But it was not that I was with the two of them. And he will say, if you do it again, I'm going to have sex with all girls in LA. And of course, he has the look. He could do it. He's 6'3" and a half. He's beautiful. So of course, he went out and that hurts. I can't laugh about it.
Right.
It's not fun. When I'm around him, I said, do you have sex with that one or that one? He's like, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
But listen, young, what do you expect?
Yeah.
You know, temptation. It's like, it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. I mean,
not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, I never had an affair, and I was in some bad relationships, but I made a conscious decision early on, because I was cheated on at 16, you know, like openly too. So with someone that I was really close to, you know, with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of like left me with a scar first, but also with the realization that I'm never going to cheat on anyone because it's too painful.
Yeah.
So I'm for like ending the relationship first and then moving on to the next one. You know,
that's just pretty much what happened with my boyfriend. Yeah, I would live here for 2 weeks. And
then, well, 2 weeks, that's not to say.
But
I wish I could do this in my marriage. Yeah, give me
like
a break.
Time out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like hall pass, you know? What is this?
I have no regrets. He has no regrets. I have learned so much.
Because you both did it, yeah. So.
And more than anything, it was not so much like cheating, because it could have happened, and it's okay. You can have one night stand. Those things happen. Right. Maybe it doesn't happen for you, but it does happen.
Right.
But it was more about he wasn't there. Right. And I said, you know, there, somebody is going to come. And then, you know, I was good looking too, you know? So it was, and I was there. So I was traveling a lot, meeting a lot of men. So,
But my question is, would you have been able to take him back if you had not had an affair and he did? You know, if it was just one-sided, would you have been able to take him back?
I took him back.
Right, but it's because you did too.
Well,
so it's easier sort of like, hey, we're even, you know?
Probably.
But, you know, for a man, it's hard, you know? I mean, I was thinking about this. I could never take a woman back.
I actually thought about this recently too, because I know a couple that has been married and the guy cheated and they're trying to make it work again. Mm. But so they're
like
going
many
on
women do.
They're going they do on dates and like trying to like see if they want to make it work, and I'm like, I think you have to be wired in a way where you can forget, or like remember too much.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't really mean to put you on the spot. It's just that something that I always I'm always wondering, and you're a relationship expert. Yeah. So I wanted to know what other people think.
Well, one thing is one night stand. Like, again, we are human beings. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes.
Right.
Temptation, hormones, everything is there. It's what it is. Now, one thing is one night stand. Another thing is having somebody in your
life, like emotionally connected and stuff.
Yes. And having, developing a relationship with somebody. Because one night stand where you don't exchange number is a mistake. No. Everybody understand that. But going out repeatedly with somebody, that's different. Right. Now we have a pattern. Well, have you learned that it's okay? Two different things.
Right.
So I don't say it's right or wrong, but people make mistakes. Mm. And you cannot say it's one way, because it's not one way.
Right.
There is many ways. And when you have done all of those things, you have a different understanding. When I was 20 and that's happened, I will never forget a guy, but I was immature. At 40, it happens. I'm a woman. I own who I am. I will be like, it hurts, but what do I want? It's three people in the relationship. It's me, you, and the relationship. I value the relationship. I stay in the relationship. If we're talking about one night stand. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody he's been doing in my back and it's been there.
Right. And a lot of one night stands don't work, right? You're not going to go for a lot of one night stands if he does that.
No, of course, no.
Just a one-time thing.
One time, yes. But if it's one night stand all the time, that's a pattern. Like we're looking for a pattern.
One-nighter.
Right. Yeah. We're looking for
a mistake is forgivable. Mm-hmm. A pattern is, I don't think.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Those are choices that you're making repeatedly then.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. But again, it's 16 years and it's a lot of time. How many people are still together, still make love, are still attracted to each other?
That's true, yeah.
I have to make a lot of changes to be where I am with him, because I wouldn't be with him if I didn't make changes. Mm. Especially,
but those were changes that you wanted to make. It's not like he changed you.
No, the changes I made it because as a relationship specialist, I was a dancer for years, 20 years, and men teach me all the secrets. It's the truth. Mm. All the mistakes we women make. At the beginning, I wasn't aware of that information, but one day I click on my 42 and I realized, okay, you got to get this right if you want this guy around and you want this guy to be interested in you still.
Right.
And between that and I started a relationship with a great doctor and specialized in this, I was able to combine those two and my traveling, living all over the world. And that it gets me where I am today, you know, that I make mistakes. It's in my book. I say, I'm not better than you, girl. I still make mistakes. I'm going to keep making mistakes. But the idea is, how many more mistakes you're going to make? As long as out of all the mistakes, you can correct one, we're in the right path.
Yeah.
So keep making mistakes.
We're talking to Elena Burnett, and she's got a lot of fun things to discuss. Now, so you've written a book called The Fairy Tale Formula, and How to Win a Man's Heart, The Women's Guide to a Healthy Relationship
Volume one.
Volume one, okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's does that mean there's a volume two?
And three.
Oh, wow. And you also have it in the Spanish version, too.
Yeah,
very I do. Cool.
I do. And I have two e-books, too.
Really?
Short is like a teaser. One is How to Find the Love of Your Life, and three dates, 25 pages to tell you why you should go on a date more than once, more than two.
Really? Three. But even if you don't like the guy?
Yeah.
The first time?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes it takes three times for a woman, for the chemistry to kick in for another woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes
Jen, do you feel that? Mm. I mean, if you didn't feel that attracted to a guy, would you go with him again?
I actually have been talking about this with girlfriends lately because, like, we have friends in our group, like, guy friends. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how great would it be if we were romantically involved with our guy friends since we love being around them already, like... We trust them. They're great guys. But, like, if you just don't feel it, I don't know that I would... I wouldn't instigate something to happen. But if it... Let's say he kissed me one day. And right. then there was a chemistry, I would look at it differently, probably. But I don't know that there would be.
Yeah, but she's talking about friends. She has been developed already, the relationship. I'm talking about somebody you just met.
Right.
You meet somebody, you don't give it one chance. You give it two? No. You give it three. Because sometimes it takes time to kick in.
Really?
Especially for women. Wow. And that's why there's a lot of single women, because they go out one time and they give up.
Right.
Honey, you got to give it three chances, because maybe the guy says something stupid the first day, but the second day may make you smile.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
The third time.
People, and Jen was saying this, how people give up too easily on people here, right?
I think, so that's what I was going to say. I think, like, I would give somebody two to three chances if there's, like, you know, some good elements to, if he seems like a good person, like, or whatever it is. I would give them two to three chances. I think that it's not always reciprocal. Somebody else will quit on you, and not even you can't even give somebody a second or third chance because they're already done.
Yeah, but the idea is for you to do your 50% correctly.
Right.
We don't care so much about whether the person... We hope they're going to do their 50. But as long as you do your 50, the more you do your 50, then you will avoid all these people that are not doing their part.
Well, Saturday night, I went out with a group of girlfriends, guy friends, everybody. We went to a restaurant, and they have a good bar scene. So... all of us girls are single, and we're like, well, let's just be open and talk to everyone. Who cares? So I was talking to these two guys, me and another girlfriend and these two guys, and then all of a sudden, mid-conversation, the guys were like, okay, well, we're going to go walk around. We're like,
what?
Goodbye. All right. And we see them talking to other girls later, and we're like, okay. Like, we were talking, and I thought it was, like, going well.
Right.
And then they walked away and started talking to other girls. And so blatantly, we're like, we're going to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
So,
but, Jen, who did the approach? You did the approach or they did the approach?
One of my girlfriends went up to them, brought them back over.
Okay, so pretty much what I hear is she was the male, and she was trying to make the guy be the bitch. He didn't like that approach. So he didn't like the approach. He wants to be the man. So he left the bitches who are trying to be men on the side, and they went to look for a girl that were more feminine.
I mean,
they
want
to be
the
hunters.
I was talking
to them,
though.
But that's some guys. I mean, to me, it would be like flattering.
Yeah, but men on 50, past 50, are more sensitive.
Mm.
And sensitive guys are also left-hand men. I don't want to talk now about that. But I tell you, you can tell very easily in less than 15 minutes what's going on with a man. Mm. They did the approach. That's disrespectful for a man that wants to lead. Mm. So the approach, that means you think, if I don't want something, I cannot get it. A man think, right. Like, if I want something, I know how to get it. I don't need you to come and get it.
Mm.
So those men will walk out of you. For every man that will stay, there is 10 that will not stay.
Well, so I didn't go up and get the guys, but I was the one she brought them to. So I was like, all right, bye. And then I saw them talking to, like, I'm sorry, like, not that cute of girls.
But they did approach you.
Right. And so at that point, I was like, I don't know why I care, because I'd barely know you. But then my guy friend was like, that guy was not up to your standards. I'm like, what do you mean? You didn't talk to him. You don't know. And I was like, how do you know he's not a great guy? And he's like, listen, you can do a lot better than that. I was like, then find me somebody better, or whatever you're qualified.
That's a phrase that I don't buy into.
Well, he was like, you're a catch. Like, that guy is not... Like, you were way... I'm like, how do you even know that I'm better than that guy? You don't know him, and you, like... Well, he knows me, but...
Well, it's trying to make you feel good, I guess.
Yeah,
as a
but
friend.
It doesn't work like that. Going and level things and people, it doesn't go anywhere. The truth of the matter, the guy wants to lead, and he saw the girls were coming around and trying to be the man. And they put you in your place by saying, bye. I'm the one who chooses.
But I didn't go up and get the guy.
This is 80% of the population out there. That's why you have to be very careful.
People have egos. Ugh.
Yeah, men. They do. Yeah. But that's the thing, though, is that you know, I'm flattered when someone walks up to me, and it's not only in my 50s. I've always been like that. I think it's a strong woman. She goes after what she wants.
Yeah.
And and I'm flattered.
Yeah,
you know?
That's 20%.
Yeah, that's 20% mm-hmm. of the guys.
The population.
Really?
Of men, yeah.
Wow.
Those are sensitive men. They bond when they have sex. They like a woman. They have a relationship. Nothing wrong. You're still a man. We still mm-hmm. need to respect you. But that's at 20%. My book is written for that 80% the women want. But it's still the women go after them.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Because you castrate the men.
Really?
So
you take away
the manliness.
And that's
where the ego comes, like, whoa, woman.
Yeah.
I know you are there.
It's like she's doing what you're supposed to do as a man.
And that type of man, if that type of man wants to lead. Mm.
But then so are you supposed to, like, as a female, living in LA, my girlfriends and I talk about this all the time. It's that if we wanted a boyfriend, I mean, we have to wait until they want to be someone's boyfriend. Like, if a guy wants a girlfriend, he can just go up and be like, you, I'm going to make you my girlfriend. Because girls are just sitting there waiting, being like, anybody?
But what this means, true. What is the meaning of girlfriend? I want to know what that means.
That you only see each other? That
you have
start
sex with him.
Serious relationship?
Yeah, and that means you're giving yourself away when the guy didn't give you anything. So I think we got it all wrong about that. You're not waiting for anybody. You only have to do one thing. You smile and you look in the eyes for 5 seconds and see the guy comes. The guy understands the meaning of what you're doing when you smile and look at their eyes 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then he will approach you.
Right.
If he doesn't approach you, don't waste your time. Your user is not going to be there.
Right.
So that's all. It's not the girls are waiting for a guy to come and make you your girlfriend or boyfriend. As long as you don't give yourself sexually, let them come, all of them. The problem is all women allow those men to come and they give sex. And then they think they have a relationship. He has a relationship with your sex, not with you. He
right.
just didn't finish the sentence. I have a relationship with you.
Mm. Right.
With
but,
your
But
sex.
It depends also, you know, because the thing is this, is that I've, in my life, I never really had to wait beyond maybe the second date at the most to have sex. And it didn't make me think any less of the woman, you know.
I know.
It's just like, hey, we're not playing games, you know. We're attracted to each other. We want to build something here. You know, let's try that, you know.
Yeah.
But I think Elena is so right in the fact that if the man only wants sex,
right.
then and you don't know that, then you should play it on the safe side and probably wait for a
right.
few dates.
But what I'm saying about, like, them deciding they want a relationship, it's usually when they mature enough or, like, realize, like, it's time that I'm in a serious relationship. One day they wake up. Like, my ex-boyfriend, it's amazing how many relationships he's been in since we broke up.
Really?
And I have been in very few.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's because the men seem to have the power in determining when it gets serious.
Mm. I don't agree with that. There is men out there, they do want to have a relationship. But I don't think women are vulnerable enough to say the truth of what you want. You meet a guy and you are playing their game, like, you don't say, you know what, I'm looking for a relationship.
Right.
Do you want to go out with me still? Women are afraid. If I say that, he's going to go.
That's
he's gonna
true.
Go,
if he doesn't want
he's
it.
He's going to go no matter what.
He's going to run for the hills.
Right. But let it go.
Exactly. But at the same time, if he goes, but let's say he stayed. If he stayed and he was like, I want a relationship, it's because he just said he did.
No, wait.
Because we always want a relationship.
Yeah,
no. But that's not, it's not about what he says. It's about, is there any congruency between what he says and what he does?
Right. But I still
so
think
that
they
takes
choose
time.
If the
it takes time. Mean don't have sex and wait to see if he's playing you,
right.
telling you what you want to hear. Sam, you did say something very interesting. You did not have to wait so much to have sex. Because you knew what you wanted, right?
Right.
When it's real, uh-huh. when it's real connection, there is no games. That's
right.
what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. So I guess,
you know,
I wasn't looking only for sex either. So
what you were looking for a real connection.
And that's what I probably projected.
You're a good
to
guy.
Her, too.
Women don't want good guys.
Oh,
they want the bad guy.
They want the a-holes.
They get bored with good guys.
Yeah.
I always suggest find a good guy. Go. Uh-huh. Don't go for the guy that is not available. Because you're not going anywhere. You're going to waste your time.
Right.
I have always been very clear. I'm looking for a good guy. Because I cannot let somebody break me down. Because I'm not going to allow that. Because I need to continue with my life. I need to be able to work. I need to be able to this. And if I allow that with the wrong guy, he will destroy me.
Yeah.
Is what happened with every woman. But women don't want a good guy. They go for that guy. There's a bad boy. Because they think that's what make them happy, because they are bored with the good guy.
Yeah.
And that's the secret. That's the secret. Find yourself a good guy.
Right. There you go, Jen. You see, don't look for the extreme sport, adventure kind of stuff.
No, you can have
that.
I don't look.
You can have that too.
Yeah,
I don't look for the assholes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Unavailable. Unavailable guys. Right. Emotion unavailable. There is thousands of them out there. And they always tell you from the beginning.
Right.
I'm not really for a commitment. I have commitment issues. But it's still they want to get late and you allow that to happen. Who is false? Is yours or is his fault? Is yours.
Also, I feel like a lot of women have this idea that like, you should give them a chance anyway, because if it's meant to be, it'll be. And like, you could be the one that not that you change him, but like that at some point he'll settle down. So you could be the one he settles down with.
Yeah. Which means he's not going to be emotionally available to you, because from the beginning he wasn't. You will never change a man. Never. A man changes because he think, and that's in my book, he's in a change already. And because maybe you make him a better man. To make a man a better man is when you don't give sex away. You give sex away, you're not helping him to be a better man. No way.
Very interesting.
Because you need to increase his awareness from the more instinctive to his heart. That's how men become a better man.
Right.
It's not going to happen. That's the mistake. I always say to women, you know, if you get the good guy, you don't have to deal with this whole hassle, you know. And it's the key. And I think it's a problem out there. If I was in LA single, if I didn't have my boyfriend, I will not have waste more time here. If the time go by and 2 years, 3 years, and I don't have a man, I will go after what I want and make my priority. If you don't find it here, go 50 kilometers from here, whatever.
Wow.
Don't stay and here waiting. Go LA.
Yeah, but there's like millions of people here. Why would you leave after 3 years if you didn't find anybody?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a lot of people to choose from. So if you haven't met somebody in 3 years, it doesn't mean that you won't find anybody.
You will find it.
Right.
And maybe you have to open up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, if you live in Los Angeles, Hollywood, and you don't find a guy here, well, open up a little more. Maybe you need
to
travel a little bit more.
Exactly.
But open up. Don't be sitting in the same environment waiting that a miracle is going to happen. Wow. Miracles don't happen like that.
Yeah.
And make your priority. Women say, oh, I'm not looking. They're single. Say, oh, I'm not looking. Why are you lying? Yes, you are looking. And be honest. Say, I am looking. Yes, I am looking. So where should I go? What do you think are men? But don't go to bars thinking you're going to find a guy. First, don't go to a bar.
Really?
Second, don't go with your female friends. They're going to compete with you.
Well,
don't you know
who
that?
Do you go with and where do you go?
Yeah, and sport how can event. You go alone, though? You know, I mean,
that's
sporting events?
One. Sport events where there is a lot of testosterone. You can go also business events.
A lot of testosterone.
You go for that.
Yeah.
Politician meetings, Democrats, Republicans, you choose your battles. But those are the places where men are.
Right.
That's,
but it's hard to go by yourself, though, wouldn't you say? I mean, you know, you go to a bar. I mean, a woman going to a bar. I'm a guy, and I don't go to bars by myself. I feel nervous. I feel weird.
But you don't go to bars because the guys are drunk there, and they're trying to find the most beautiful girl at 10 o'clock.
Right.
By 3 o'clock, they're like, okay, I'll take anything.
Right.
6 o'clock in the morning, it's the ugly. Just let's go, girl.
Exactly. And usually
the
there's one
that is the truth.
One girl and 100 guys, and they're all trying to get that girl.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
They start at 10 o'clock with the most beautiful. But at the end of the night, 7 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter. Let's do it.
That's realistic,
huh? That's realistic. Right. I learned that from them. They taught me all of that. It's not just me. So the solution is, what are you going to do? What's your priority? And also, do not go with female friends. I know women love that, but men, when they see women together, it's a turn off.
That's true. You know, but somebody told me that hot chicks are never alone. You know, you never catch them alone. They always.
That's why they are single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or maybe there's guys around them all the time.
Jen is,
you know?
it's a good looking girl.
Very.
She says she goes out with her friends. No
right.
way.
Well, part of the reason is that I'm not going out like with the goal of meeting somebody. I'm going out to spend time with my friends, because otherwise, then I'm always on a mission and it's like feels like work to me. Like, I don't know. I feel like in my life, I like in my work and wherever I am, like doing things that make me happy, the person might be there. But if I choose to spend my weekends like doing things for me, it's going to be with my friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not your priority to find a man.
Right, that's what she said.
Right.
That's exactly
but
what
I
she's
first. Okay, so you're still young and pretty. It's not going to last for any of us.
No, and it's not that it's also, it's not my first priority. Right now, my first priority is my career and, like, myself, because I've always made the other things my priority and finding somebody. And then that hasn't worked out for me, and I need to prioritize my career at this point in my life.
If you
and my the rest of my time that I have is dedicated to working out and friends and family.
Right.
So as long as you are clear with that, that being having a man is not your priority, that's okay with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing. I mean, that explains it. You know, you're like, why am I not finding anybody? Because like Elena says, it's not a priority for you.
Well,
you're saying that it is, but the way you're behaving is not.
Well, I'm also not finding anybody of quality as far as like online and all that stuff.
That's an excuse. You already said what you are made of. You put that energy to the universe. It's never going to happen like that.
So well, I just haven't found anybody. I've been on Tinder. We talk about it all the time. Like, or wherever, the dating
how
sites.
How are you going to find it? You just said that your job and your career and your friends are your priority, and then you said you didn't find it. This is the brain of a woman. We are very abstract. We don't know where we stand. We say one thing different for 1 minute, and the next minute we say something different. Girl, you need to be very clear about what do you stand.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Well, right now I stand here. Before, I made a priority like to date and do all that stuff, and it was not going anywhere. And so I realized I need to focus on things I can actually work at.
What I hear is a girl that we love to have a guy, but you're giving up a little bit with the excuse of your career and your friends.
I would love to have a guy.
I see it.
Yeah. I
see it.
But you
at the
do
same
sound
time,
jaded a little bit.
Well, I'm...
She sounds jaded, like she's sort of like had enough of...
I don't want to waste time anymore, and that's the thing. Right. I feel like I have wasted a lot of time on the wrong things.
Jen, yeah, you did not waste any time. I promise you, you didn't. You were learning.
Yes,
and you're supposed to keep learning.
Right.
So I would say to you, just one day, give yourself one day for you. Stop going with your friends. Your friends, when they meet the right guy, you're out of the picture, because that's what women do. We all do it. So I would say to you, use your beauty. Don't use your brain too much when you meet a guy, because they don't need that part yet.
Wow.
But use your pretty beauty, because you have a lot of beauty. You know, you're very charming. Go out alone one day. You don't have to say anything, and see. Be brave. And let them come. Don't be afraid. And see what happens. You will be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
But where would
and
I
that's
go?
A lot easier for
like
you
I said.
Because all you have to do is show up. You know,
show up.
For
she
a
got
guy,
it all.
For a guy, it's like his job is cut out for him when he goes to a bar. It's like, okay.
No bars.
Right, but that's
or
the thing.
Wherever
so
we're
it,
talking
where
about.
You're going to Google
yeah.
sport events. Pan America is one of jiu-jitsu. A lot of guys, I go there with my boyfriend. He used to compete in jiu-jitsu. Thousands of men. How many girls go there? No girls. And I'm like, if women knew that, I mean, you will be there all every year.
Right.
Sitting there. And those guys are hot.
Yeah.
Go. But don't bring girls, because what happened? You're beautiful. Your friend's going to be pretty. It's going to get distracted. If you see a guy that you like, it, maybe the guy like you but doesn't like your friend. And your friend's going to tell you he's not that good looking because he didn't look at her. Don't do that. Just go alone. Right. Don't you know how we are? We always competing. I mean, I'm being honest.
You're the most
honest
relationship expert I've met.
Because you know what? Yeah. I want her to get it. She had it all working for her.
Right.
But I do know if a woman says, I want to have a career, she's not looking at her emotion. If a woman is not balanced with her career and emotion, we have a problem.
Right, yeah. And I tell you, you know, when I meet a woman and she's always too busy with work, I sort of like give up on that, you know, because it's like, come on, you know. I mean, we're all busy, we all work, but you got to manage your time. And if it's important for you, then you'll be available. So that's what you said, you know. Yeah. I mean, if it's not a priority for you, I think you project it.
And you know why Sam is not a priority? Because she get all her emotional support from the friends wrong. The emotional right. support comes from a man, making you feel like a woman. You don't have emotional support from a man that make you feel like a woman. You have it from a girl that make you feel like a girl, and you go and drink. Really, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Just one day, take it from you. You go to, like I said, sport events. There's so many. Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, go to the horse racing
soccer.
Place. He told
what
me there's
like?
A lot of guys there. Yeah.
What do you like? What kind of sport do you like?
Yeah. I don't really like sports.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
but go
women
in.
Don't like sports.
Yeah, you got to go where the fish are, right? That's exactly what
yes.
they say.
Yes, all you need to do is put yourself there.
Exactly.
And they see it alone. They're going to look and say, there's no guy there? And you keep going every week. You make yourself... Like, you have a consistency.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. You keep going to the same place every week, so guys will be like, she's like, here again, wow. alone.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's little by little, they're going to be like, okay, every week she's here.
Mm.
And then you're going to start liking the sport, whatever sport. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do the best of me. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch. And you're going to pick up on something that you're like, oh, good legs. Oh, well, nice shoulder. Swear to God, I did it. And it works. And all it was, right. I like soccer, so I go to soccer events.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're totally out of time, Elena. So go ahead, give up your website again. Well, it's elenaburnett.com, E-L-E-N-A, B-U-R-N-E-T-T.com. And you can also Google her. The book is The Fairy Tale Formula, Relationship Expert's Heart-Winning New Book. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm like reading the headline here. The Fairy Tale Formula, How to Win a Man's Heart. So you guys can find all that on the website. It's also available in Kindle edition, I see, and everything. And your website is a wealth of information, you know, a lot of stuff, a blog and testimonials and all the services you provide. And that's amazing. So I see you, there's also links to Twitter and everything else from your website.
Yep.
So
perfect.
That's all people need to find. And so you provide services for people.
Yep.
Do you do matchmaking at all? Or
no, I don't do that. I work with what you have, meaning when you go and dating and find out why the guy's not calling you back,
right.
What happened with the text and all that. And relationships that are established, relationships that start, but I don't look the guy. I'm not looking for the guy for you or
right.
vice versa.
Exactly.
It's not that I want to do it. Maybe I have my company in the future.
Yeah.
But so far, right now, I work with what you have in front of you, and I right. tell you why it's not working.
Exactly. Just teach you how to fish rather than feed you directly. Sounds great to me. You're definitely honest. You're brutally honest, which is the way it should be. Which is the way it should be. People are like, they don't take things seriously. And they're like, why is this happening to me or not happening to me? And you're giving it to them the way it is. And that's yeah. important. Elena, thank you so much for
you're
joining
welcome.
Us. You're definitely
you.
Fun.
Anytime.
And we'll have to bring you back.
Anytime.
There's a lot
thank
to
you.
Talk about.
Thank
I know
you.
Jen was enjoying this because
yes.
it's relevant.
Yes, always.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.